Answers Magazine, Volume 5.2, Page 80, Biblical Authority, Jesus Plus, by Don Landis, as read by David Mason. Our contemporary Christian culture has slipped into some flawed views of biblical authority. Among them is the idea of Jesus Plus, the attitude that it's good to know what the Bible says, but we can turn to other sources for alternative ideas. The Scripture warns us not to take away from the Word of God, Revelation 22, verse 19. In the last issue, we saw how the authority of Scripture is undermined by the existential idea that the Bible becomes the Word of God when and if God chooses to speak through it. We arrived at the sound conclusion that the Bible does not merely contain truth, but that it is truth. The entire Bible is true. The Bible also warns us not to add to the Word of God, Revelation 22, verse 18. Here we will look at one subtle way of adding to the Word of God and thus undermining the Scriptures. I have called this the Jesus Plus attack on the authority of Scripture. Let me begin by giving some context to my term Jesus Plus. Martin Luther is famous for his five solas. I am focusing on two of them. Sola Scriptura says the Bible is the only authority for Christians' faith and practice. Solo Christo refers to Christ as the only way of salvation. For our purpose, the name Jesus stands for both his person and the whole body of truth that he has revealed to us in Scripture. He is, after all, the living Word. The Bible is completely true, and the Jesus it reveals is the exclusive, the only Savior. In a tolerance-oriented culture, this statement is sodium in water. It's explosive. Today, it is all too common for people to say that they honor the Bible, but in practice, assume that equal truth about Jesus and how he wants us to live can come from other sources. But the Bible says, quote, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work," end quote, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. This means the man of God needs no outside help to mature. The Bible alone is sufficient for faith and practice. By it alone, we can know what Jesus desires of us. I once had a long discussion with a man about a scripture text dealing with a practical application within the church. After several hours of looking at what the Bible taught, he looked at me and said, "Yes, that is what the Bible teaches, but there are other ways to do it, too." He confirmed that he agreed with my interpretation, but went on to say that there was alternative truth outside the Bible, other ways of doing something despite the way God said to do it. But if the Bible tells us what Jesus wants from us, are there legitimate alternatives? Can we choose from other options? Sometimes people can hold to two opposite views simply because they have not taken the time to think a matter through. But this inconsistency is common today for another reason. Postmodernist thinking allows people to hold two opposing views at the same time, since after all, they personally determine what is true simply by their own choosing. This postmodern thinking allows a believer to go to church on Sunday and say amen to truth as it is presented from the Scriptures, and yet walk out of the church, into the secular world Monday through Saturday, and live by a different standard of truth. He doesn't even notice that his lifestyle contradicts what he subscribes to on Sunday, since it is normal to hold two opposite views at the same time. He's able to do this since he chooses one truth for his spiritual life and one for the real world. This is why we see such inconsistent Christians as those who claim the Bible is God's Word and simultaneously hold secular views concerning evolution or other beliefs that contradict Scripture. Many modern Christians hold orthodox views about Christ's work on the cross, including the fact that the last Adam's sacrifice redeemed man from the sin and death caused by the first Adam. Yet these same Christians hold to an old earth view of creation in which death and decay existed millions of years before Adam and Eve sinned. We also see this Jesus plus thinking in a currently popular view that nature is the 67th book of the Bible. In that view, nature is equal to the words of Scripture. It is not millions of years plus the Bible. It is not the 66 books of the Bible plus the book of nature. It is not, yes, that's what the Bible and Jesus teaches, but there are other ways of doing it. All other ideas, philosophies, theories, opinions, and worldviews must be evaluated in the light of Scripture to verify whether they are true. It is not the Bible plus, but the Bible alone. It is not Jesus plus. It is Jesus alone. Don Landis is pastor of Community Bible Church in Jackson, Wyoming. He is founder and president of Jackson Hole Bible College, www.jhbc.edu, a one-year intensive study course with a special emphasis on creation for young adults. Don is also the founding chairman of the board for Answers in Genesis USA.